Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Fitter Happier. In the last 20 years, smoking rates in Western Australia have reduced by over 50%. It's no coincidence that it's also the 20-year anniversary of the Make Smoking History program. Rebecca Salsano from the Cancer Council of WA joins us today to discuss this great milestone, and it has all the information on their new campaign, Voicebox. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Lawrence. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for being with us. To kick us off, can you tell us a little bit about your work you do with the Cancer Council of WA?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a campaign officer within the Make Smoking History team here at Cancer Council WA. And my role primarily involves developing television ads and campaigns urging West Australians to quit smoking. We know that tobacco use remains the leading cause of preventable death and disease, so it's our job to encourage as many people as possible to kick the habit.
It's pretty incredible that figures have halved in the last 20 years since the year 2000. Can you explain how the Make Smoking History campaign or program has helped in reducing numbers of smoking in WA?
Yes, it's fantastic. I guess over the last two decades, the adult smoking rate has almost halved from 22.5% to 11.5%, and that's as a result of a comprehensive approach to tobacco control. Here at Make Smoking History, we've produced 15 hard-hitting mass media campaigns with some of the most memorable and successful ads featuring brave West Australians sharing their story in the hope of prompting others to quit. We've also strongly advocated for policies that restrict the availability of tobacco. And in recent years, we've engaged with priority populations where smoking rates remain quite high.
Okay, and along with these last 20 years, like you were saying, you've been advocating for policy changes, and there has been increased hefty taxes on tobacco products. Do you think the government is rolling in smokers' cash, and how does the tax on tobacco products influence quitting?
Yeah, so this is a question that we do get asked quite often, and at around $40 a pack, cigarettes have never been more expensive, but you know, the $10 billion collected in tobacco tax is relatively small compared to the around $130 billion that smoking costs the Australian economy each year. We also know that the cost and health concerns are the greatest motivators for quitting behaviour, and the steep price also deters young adults from taking up smoking.
Absolutely, and I think I can definitely see that it is a wrong perception that the government is rolling in this massive tobacco tax when the cost to the entire economy is a lot higher than the tax that they actually receive. The new campaign is called Voicebox. Can you tell us a little bit about the new campaign Voicebox?
Yeah, of course. So we launched Voicebox late September, and this, you know, hard-hitting campaign features the removal of a smoker's voice box due to laryngeal cancer. We know that around 80% of this type of cancer is caused by smoking, and the treatment itself can be physically and emotionally quite devastating. Without your voice box, you have to breathe and talk through a permanent hole in your neck. You can't swim at the beach, or you can't shout for your favourite footy team. So this campaign acts as an urgent reminder for smokers to seek support to quit, whether it be from your GP or the quit line.
Over the course of the last 20 years with Make Smoking History campaign, there have been some really hard-hitting advertisements, and that sounds like it might join the clan, the Voicebox campaign as well. It sounds pretty hefty. For anybody seeking assistance or wants to have assistance in quitting smoking, what are a couple of the first places they can go to, do you think?
Yeah, so definitely first place, you can always visit our website at makesmokinghistory.org.au. Otherwise, get in contact with your local GP or even your pharmacist, and call the quit line on 1378 48, where they can help tailor a quitting plan and help you on your journey to becoming smoke-free.
So we've just spoken about the new campaign Voicebox, but what's next for Make Smoking History campaign?
Yeah, so while the smoking rates are declining, the job isn't done yet. We have strong evidence to show what works, and we're looking to continue to strengthen policies that reduce the supply and demand of tobacco products. The most deadly consumer products should not be available at your local supermarket. We also hoping to continue to develop on our anti-smoking campaigns and working closely with priority populations to reduce and quit smoking.
Very interesting. And where do you see the history of smoking in WA going? Can we really call it history in WA real soon?
Well, hopefully. I think it will be, quite some time until that does occur, but we are working towards it, and hopefully in the next decade we can really drive down that smoking rate in collaboration with the government here and nationally.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Rebecca.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for having me, Lawrence.
On the record.
Just there, Rebecca Salzano from the Cancer Council of Western Australia talking all about how smoking rates have halved in WA since the year 2000, 20 years on from the Make Smoking History campaign. And Rebecca was just telling us about a new campaign called Voice Box. Sounds like it'll be another hard-hitting visual advertisement that we'll be copying over the next few months on your screens and buses and whatnot. I'm sure it'll be right in your face. But amazing statistics over the last 20 years. Really making smoking history in WA.